First time he's been on the radio with me, Terry Stull, Assistant Professor of Business. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeff.
Thanks for coming down from the Mount.
Oh, thank you. Appreciate that.
Normally, when I have a Mount Marty guest, Terry, it's for a reason. There's something coming up. There's something happening. So I'm going to tell you why you're here today, because I see you at the Mount Marty basketball games. Mm-hmm. We kind of sit right across from each other.
Right.
That's you and your mom, right?
Correct.
We do the Lancer Gasser at halftime, which is fun because these students go out there and they shoot baskets trying to win fuel. It's fun to watch, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I read bios of these students, where they're from, what their major is. And then there's a section that says, who's your favorite professor? And it seems like everybody is saying Terry Stull. So that's why I wanted you to come in today to answer some questions as to why kids keep picking you as the favorite.
Thank you for that. A lot of it's just basic probability, because business this year was, again, the largest major on campus. We've surpassed undergraduate nursing by just a little bit. And so we have, on top of that, I have about a third of the students are my advisees, and we have five advising, but I have the largest share of students. So I think a lot of it's that. The nursing students are busy in the evenings, and so you see mostly business students and exercise science students at most of the games in general. So I think that's a lot of it. I think the other big part of it is the fact that they know that I care. They know, whether it be in the classroom, my main preference and focus in the classroom is to try and prepare them for the world of work, and they know that. And they know that I'm going to do everything I can. I'm not going to just automatically pass them. They know they've got to do the work. But if they do the work, they're going to learn, I hope, and as be able to continue on. And they know that I also care, whether it be situations that they have where maybe there's something going on that they need a little help with something, or just the fact that I'm there to support the teams, whether it be football or basketball or to a lesser extent to tennis and baseball. I get to as many of them as I can, but schedules are tough in that regard.
Well, I know you're not on the cheer team, but you're one of Mount Marty's biggest cheerleaders, right?
Well, thanks. I've been going to the games for 25 or maybe just over 25 years. I've been in Yankton 27 years, and mom has been coming with me for, 22 years now. And so I had moved my folks down here in September of 2002. And so the first year she didn't go much, but then she's ever since. And especially the women's games, you couldn't keep her away from that. I'm sure you see her with the paddles, and we've had a lot of fun over the years.
Well, that's one of my first memories of Simple Arena. When my son was here and playing baseball, he did the public address announcing. And so we came to visit, and I was sitting behind him, and I couldn't help but notice your mom and her enthusiasm and the paddles, and it's become a fixture of Simple Arena, and I love that she's there. What's your mom's name?
Her name's Jean.
I should have known that, but you seem so happy to be there, and I know Mount Marty is happy to have you there, and you should have permanent reserve seating there at the bottom.
Well, thanks. Even back in the year that the women's team made the National Final Four, when we hosted the conference championship game, and we got there too late to get our normal seats, and we walk in, and two of the women's players' parents, who had been first in line, had our two seats saved, and said, they're like, you know, we can't play without you guys in your seats. And so, yeah, it's very special. We've had a lot of families over the years used to sit with us, not so much anymore, but there's several close by and several we talk to regularly. But we used to literally have families sit with us a lot. But yeah, it's been fun.
What's your background in business? First of all, where'd you grow up? How did you get to Mount Marty? And where are your degrees from?
I grew up in Western North Dakota, from a little town by the name of Beach that sits a mile from the Montana border. I graduated from high school in Mott. In between, we lived in Watford City in the oil fields today. There were oil fields back in the 60s and early 70s too, just not to the extent they are today. I went to college in the Kansas City metro area. I've got an undergrad from Mid-American Nazarene in Olathe, Kansas, in accounting. And then about 9 years or almost 10 years after I graduated, after I'd had a promotion and I'd gotten into plant operations after starting in cost accounting, and I got a master's, an MBA in management concentration from Keller Grad School in Kansas City, Missouri. while I was there. I was in the Kansas City area about 18 and a half years, a year and a half in between. I worked for Lee Apparel, Lee Jeans, for 15 years.
So do you get Lee Jeans free for life?
If I go down to the employee store, but not free, but at a major discount, but you have to do it in person. Unfortunately, the headquarters isn't there anymore, but they still do have a little bit of a presence there.
And you worked at Aztec for a bit?
Yeah, correct. So then with Lee, I had also been administrative manager of a startup plant in North Carolina for a year and a half, and then came back to the corporate headquarters and did international coordination, along with starting to get back into the cost accounting world, and helped, along with my first boss and another person, develop a new costing system for the company with a programmer working with us on that. And so then that paved the way when corporate downsizing caught up to us and they started eliminating whole departments at a time. The week after our department elimination, we were doing outplacement training, and I saw the job here at Kohlberg Pioneer, a division of Aztec, now Aztec Yankton. So I, on my way home, had decided to stop by. I'd only ever been in Yankton once in my life, and that was literally just driving through, dropping somebody off one winter when I was going home for college. There were students in the Mitchell area and some of the small towns just south of Mitchell that had a couple of vehicles, and one of the vehicles had broken down, and they couldn't fit everybody in one vehicle. And so one of them rode with me, and that's the only time I'd ever been in Yankton, but I drove around, and the rest obviously is history. So I was the cost accounting manager for 20 years here at Aztec Yankton, and I wore a couple other hats as well, of course, but that was my primary role while I was here. In the meantime, I picked up my relationship with Mount Marty. I was an adjunct for 12 years, and then now this is my seventh year on campus after heart issues prompted early retirement.
You can bring your students some real life experience and knowledge that I'm sure is always going to be usable.
Yeah, that's one of the things that's been a strategy of Mount Marty long before my time with the school. The school has looked for experiential learning, and that's faculty as well as the students. And we get them out in internships, and we get them placed, whether it be in the community or the area, or we work with them if they go back home in the summer, for instance. But it also includes us. Every single one of us on the full-time faculty had spent different numbers of years in the business world before we ever went into education and higher learning. And so, it varies, but that's one of the things that differentiates us from a lot of schools of our size, in the fact that most schools, even larger schools, don't have that. And so, yeah, we can tell them what's different. We can focus on things that are going to be extremely important for them when they get outside the classroom, that maybe the classroom, the textbooks don't necessarily think it or feel that or that important, but we know that the reality is it's going to be a lot different when they get out there. So yes, we can definitely tailor what we do.
Thanks for the time. Unfortunately, out of time, and like a Mount Marty basketball game, we can't go into overtime. Hello to your mother. Keep up the good work. It was just nice to visit with you in this capacity finally, and I hope you know you're making a difference in everything you do at the Mount.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I appreciate that.